Senior Story, The Potter's Climb, Chapter 7, A Painful Truth. Look over here. There's yellow, red, orange, and even blue vases on this side. They're simply gorgeous. Kizma burned with jealousy as the two women made their way over to Evita's side of the tent. At Master Sapier's request, the girls had agreed to participate in the annual Greylock Arts Festival to display their earthenware. Kizma was not too keen on the idea, but she wanted to please Sapier, so she had consented. Now she was regretting it. She followed the women and lured them back to her display. These planters have beautiful tiny blue pebbles added, but as she lifted the earthenware, several pebbles came loose, exposing a cracked surface. Oh my, I must not have packaged this one well enough. I have another over here. At that moment, she recalled the master's stern warning from a few weeks ago when he questioned her. Why do you add debris to your refined clay when you have just removed it? It's not debris. These pebbles will add beauty to my piece, she had replied. Never sacrifice your clay's inborn strength for its outward beauty. It will crumble under pressure. But it was more important that she impress her customers, so she had paid no heed. As she turned to find another pot, the women wandered back to Evita's display, where a small crowd had gathered. This clay is found in the upper regions of the Amex, explained Evita. I have only climbed to the second peak so far, though the blue clay you see is from the third. Master Sapier allowed me to work with the last batch he had saved from his final climb. The clay becomes more pure and more colorful at each crest, but the cliffs also become more jagged.
Will you scale up more dangerous precipices? Asked an elderly gentleman. Did not the Master Potter himself cease his efforts after the third?
I don't know if I can reach a higher peak, but I do want to know what lies beyond, so I must try. Kizma avoided Evita on the way back. She felt totally rejected. I will never be better than Evita now, she thought. This would not have happened if Sapier had helped me more. What's wrong, Kizma? Asked Evita. Aren't you feeling well? At this, Kizma burst into tears. I will never do another show again, she sobbed. Hardly anyone paid attention to me. You stole the show!
Ah, my dear Kizma, interrupted Sapier gently. Evita has stolen nothing. It is you who have robbed yourself. You have chosen ease over effort, and ease has given you all it is capable of giving, as well as taking away your love for your friend in the process. His words cut to the bone.